You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry.
So hello, everyone. This is Fashion Confab, and I appreciate you joining us today. We have Kim Duncor on the line, and she is the driving force behind KIM, an acronym that means Critical Insights Regarding Media. She tries to inspire critical thinking about the political, social, and cultural influence of media, and she uses, among other things, fashion to do that. So she has a vintage fashion line and a t-shirt fashion line. Her interest is also vintageizing Atlanta. So I'm excited to talk to her today about what she's doing. So Kim, thanks for being with us, and we're happy to have you in Atlanta all the way from Amsterdam.
I know. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. So let's get started. Tell us a little bit about you personally. I know you're from Amsterdam, but I'd love to hear a little bit more about your experience growing up in a place like that.
Yeah, of course. So I lived in Amsterdam for 11 years, but I actually grew up in Arnhem. That's a small place in the Netherlands, Europe. And I moved to Amsterdam when I was 19 years old because I started college. And I always knew that if I wanted to, break out and do a lot of stuff in fashion and research and journalism, I had to move to Amsterdam because a lot of the media and fashion companies are there and fashion-minded people, like-minded people. And I love Amsterdam. But I love Atlanta as well. I think I'm really like a traveler by heart. So I lived in Amsterdam for 11 years, and I'm really hoping I get a chance to move to Atlanta because I was here 2 years ago for the first time. I actually helped on the Obama campaign, and I just fell in love with Atlanta. So that's why I'm back now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, glad to hear that. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that you and I talked about briefly before we got started is how I think you and I are aligned in terms of looking at fashion as more than just a shallow sort of superficial thing.
Mm-hmm.
And your t-shirt line is one thing that really shows that. So tell us about your t-shirt line and what you're doing with that.
Yeah, of course. You already told the listeners that I try to inspire critical thinking about the social, cultural, and political influence of media. And with my t-shirt line, all my passions come together, like academia, journalism, and fashion. So I designed a t-shirt line with the quote, "It's hard to be what you hardly see." And with that quote, I want to emphasize the importance of diversity in media, because when you see yourself, for instance, a woman or, a woman of color or a man or with a certain religion, and when you see yourself in stereotypes and in a one-dimensional way, you can actually think that's the kind of role you play in the media, and you can also think that it kind of shapes your identity. So with that quote, I want to emphasize the importance of diversity of different characters and social groups. So identities can be open. So open up identities. So it doesn't mean like when you see yourself in a stereotypical way, that's the way that you are and that's the way people are seeing you. So I have a lot of other core activities to inspire critical thinking, but this way with fashion and critical thinking, I can also reach like an audience who would maybe not go to one of my lectures or workshops, but love to look fresh and inspire critical thinking at the same time. That's kind of my promotional line for my t-shirt line. Yeah.
Okay. I like that. So do you have any other quote for your t-shirts, or is that the primary one right now?
Not yet. I started my company 1 year and a half ago, and this is my first quote, and I really want to make sure that I reach a lot of people with this quote, because it's not like a lot of people can identify with this quote, when you're like maybe you have like a different sexual orientation, you're not heterosexual, you're maybe a man of woman of color, you may be not ableism, maybe you have like a handicap or certain other things and stereotypes of social groups, or are a lot of people who can identify with this quote. So I really want to make sure this t-shirt but this particular quote reaches a lot of people.
Okay. So you're doing research on this and other things. Tell us about the research that you're doing at Georgia State.
Oh, yeah, of course. For my master's thesis in 2009, I investigated how the images in hip-hop music videos influence girls in the Netherlands and in the United States. And that research inspired me to do the following research at Georgia State. I'm now examining how the images in commercial hip-hop music videos can influence the self-concepts of adolescents. So I'm looking at physical attractiveness. So when you're looking at an image in a hip-hop music video, how do you feel about your own physical attractiveness? I also look at behavior. Do you think as a young female or male you have to behave a certain way to be cool and get the ladies or get yourself a man? And I also look at romantic appeal, like what kind of norms and values are being portrayed in hip-hop music videos when it comes to romantic relationships, and are you influenced by that in any way?
What is your finding around how that ties into fashion, what people wear? And
yes, yeah. I have a lot of interesting conversations with adolescents about fashion and hip hop. And I must say, I still have to conduct the focus groups. So I can't say like, these are my findings and kind of, you know, scientific back it up. But I had some conversations with young males and females, and they say that you have young people who think it's so important to wear like the latest fashion, drive in the nicest car. And, you know, when they go out, they have to show that they can afford like the most expensive liquor, but they're actually fronting or flexing because they have all that stuff. But sometimes those people don't have any money on the bank, or maybe have like $20 in their pocket, but because they see it's so important to wear like the latest style of dress, they actually are willing to spend a lot of money on that and have less money in their wallet. An interesting thing, a researcher called Ward, her name is Ward, Monique Ward, and she actually did a similar research in 2005. And one of her findings was that if you are really invested and involved in hip-hop music videos, and you can identify with the characters and the artists, you will find it more important that your partner is like cool, funny, and has nice stuff instead of being intelligent, nice, and stuff like that. So that was a really interesting finding.
So what was your inspiration for doing the research that you're doing and starting your t-shirt line to promote awareness of racial and gender stereotypes?
Yeah, I always had a passion for fashion. I also assist my friend Kim Keizer, who is a famous fashion stylist in the Netherlands. So I always, you know, was involved in fashion. And so for me, it was kind of natural to combine my passion for fashion with my research and my work as a media activist, so you will. So I think those are the most important things that inspired me. And the funny thing is, like, sometimes people knew before I knew. Like, sometimes I walk on the street in Atlanta or in Amsterdam, and people ask me, okay, are you like a fashion stylist, or do you work in fashion, or do you host, you know, some kind of show? And I was like, no, I'm actually not doing it. But now you mention it, maybe I should, you know, look into it and see if I can do something in that field. So I must say that, people actually decided my path a little bit. You know, they knew before I knew. Let's say it
right.
Like that. Yeah.
This is common for a lot of people. Sometimes, you know, people just, as you mature, you become more self-aware, but sometimes you just don't know, you know, so other people do influence or sort of impact how you see yourself.
You're listening to Fashion Confab.
So what were the challenges to achieve your career goals?
First of all, I have three older sisters, and they also went to college, but they worked for like employer after that, and I was the first one who actually tried to start my own company and have different kind of employers and that whole freelance thing, and you know, being a free spirit, I'm the first one in the family to do that. So sometimes my parents and my sisters, they kind of understand what I am doing, but it's different though, because you have to come up with your own financial compensation. Sometimes you get calls like 20 or 30 times a week, and sometimes nobody calls you for a week long and you can't work. And I think one of my biggest challenges is to actually have a conversation about my financial compensation. Because when someone hires you and you have to talk like, okay, can you do this and that for me? And then they ask you, okay, how much do you want for that? Like, what is your price? And still to this day, it's really hard for me to actually name my own price, but I'm getting better at it, though. I'm getting better at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good for our listeners to hear that because, you know, while you have a great and amazing career, you've done some exciting things, there's also the side to it with there, you know, are challenges, and that's the reality of running your own business. So I'd like to share that with people so that they know what they're getting into. And I think, you know, it's coming from directly from someone's mouth who's very successful. So I appreciate you sharing
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And the only thing that I can say is, this maybe sounds like a cliche, but you really have to believe in yourself and tell yourself, of course, I'm worth this amount of money. I work very hard. You know, I have a certain education. I have, a lot of experience. So I can actually tell that person that I'm worth this amount of money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like an insecurity thing as well. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of education, tell us a little bit about your background and your education. I did a lot of research on you, and there's so much out there about you. So give us a short
version. You. Yeah, of course. I started at the Harlem Business School. I studied media and entertainment management, and after that, I got a bachelor media and journalism at the Erasmus University, and after that, I got my master's degree in media and culture at the Erasmus University, and I'm just going to say it out loud because that kind of motivates me as well. I really want to pursue my PhD, mm-hmm. so that's probably the next step, yeah.
Okay. What are some of your accomplishments?
Something that I'm really proud of is that, of course, when you start your own company, it's nice when people hire you for your core activities. But I noticed that last year I got recognition as a media expert as well. So I was a guest on several shows, TV shows, also several debates as a panelist. And I wrote an article for a magazine with 100 most influential Dutch people. So it's kind of nice when you can do the stuff that you love, but also are being recognized as a media expert. And of course, now I'm in Atlanta. I'm really happy with my CBS interview and that a lot of other people actually see me as a media expert. So that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Yeah.
Well deserved. So tell us what exciting things are going on in your business right now that we should know about.
I am in Atlanta for my research. So that's like a very important activity for me as well. And next to that, of course, my t-shirt line is really important to me. And what you mentioned before is my vintage line that I have, because when I was in Atlanta 2 years ago, I noticed that a lot of people really don't know vintage fashion, or like the Amsterdam style of dress, vintage fashion. So I'm actually trying to vintageize, that's how I call it, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So I hope that people who really love vintage fashion will hit me up as well, and they can find me on Facebook, Throwback Kim. You can see like the different stuff that I brought with me from Amsterdam to Atlanta to actually introduce people to the vintage fashion. Yeah, I'm actually producing a short film with Kellen Perry about my t-shirt line and my vintage line. So definitely look at my social media, and maybe you will find, I hope, within, you know, 4 weeks, a short film about my clothing.
Okay. So who is your fashion icon?
I really don't have one icon, I must say. What I usually do, because I love the 80s and the 90s. So what I usually do is I just go to Google and I look up artists like Aaliyah, TLC, even like Joan Collins from Dynasty. And I kind of look what they were wearing in the 80s and the 90s. And I've kind of make it more contemporary, and then I have like my fashion inspiration and my fashion icon in my mind, so to speak. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what advice would you give someone that wants to get into your field?
Yeah, because my field is a combination of academia, journalism, and fashion, I would probably give people the advice to never conform, because some people told me, like, okay, if you want to be a journalist, if you want to be a researcher or a professor, you maybe have to, you know, conform a little bit more and don't be like a fashion person. When they see you, you know, like, don't dress a certain way and maybe try to dress less out there. But what I always say to people, that's the thing that also makes you unique. So I have some employers who actually hire me because I can do my job well, of course, but also because they love the whole fashion Kim aspect as well. So I would say always be the person that you are and never conform. Because people think it's easier to be just like another gray mouse in a certain field.
The journalist, the guy who died from cancer recently, that was his challenge going into his career. He had his own style and he, you know, ridiculed for that, but he stuck to it. He sort of was a trailblazer because of that. So I agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, great.
So let's wrap things up and tell us how we can buy your amazing t-shirt.
Oh, yes. I actually have a little gift for the listeners. if they use the code KimConfab01, they can get a 10% discount on my shirt. Like, normally I ask $25 per shirt, but with that code you can get a 10% discount, so you will only pay $22.50. And they can send me an email, info@kimbykim.com. But they can also give me a call, and my number is 404-960-2185. And for more information about my company and some other stuff, you can go to my website, www.kimbykim.com. Like, my recent blog is about how you can become a critical media viewer. So I give six easy tips to accomplish that. So I will definitely invite the listeners to go to my website and check it out.
Okay, great. And tell us how we can connect with you on social media. And you've already given us your contact information, but you're welcome to give it to us again.
Okay, great. So for my vintage fashion line, you can go to Facebook and look me up under Throwback Kim. And for my journalism, academia, and my t-shirt line, you can go to Facebook and look me up under Kim Dankor. I also have a Twitter account, Kim_by Kim. And I have a LinkedIn account, Kim Dankor.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk today about the amazing things you're doing in fashion and in academia and journalism. You are a trailblazer in my eyes. So.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's stay in touch, and I appreciate your time.
You're listening to Fashion Confab, where we have conversations with the icons and trailblazers of the fashion industry. Listen in to be informed and inspired as we profile the most influential people in fashion today. Motivating, informative, entertaining. You're on trend with Fashion Confab.